It's time for everybody's exciting, the most exciting part of Sturgeon Alliance Church, baptisms, and everybody responded with a new amen. No way. That was good. That's gonna catch. I know it's gonna catch. No way. So as we're trickling in here, and our candidates are getting ready to enter into the water, I'm just going to explain to you what baptism is, and just it's a good time for us to reaffirm what baptism is and what baptism isn't. So baptism is, for us here at Sturgeon Alliance, a public declaration of a commitment to Jesus. It's publicly saying that I've placed Jesus at the center of my life, and I want to publicly say that I'm going to place Jesus at the center of my life. He's going to be my everything. I'm going to live for Him. And we do something in this church called immersion baptism, which means they go under the water and they come back up, because we believe that that is a powerful, powerful symbol of what Jesus did for us and what He's doing in our lives. So you're telling a twofold story when we go in the water. We're saying, here's what Jesus did. He died and He went in the ground, and then He rose again. But also we're telling a second story, but here's what Jesus is doing in my life. I am dying to myself and my sin, and I am resurrecting to the new life in Christ that we talked about last week. And we all said the new amen. No way. No way. We're resurrecting to new life in Christ. And so that's why we do that. And we believe in something called believer's baptism. In baptism, there's no salvation work that happens. Salvation has already happened in the person's life, and this is just a public declaration of that faith that is already there, okay? And so we have five people here this morning who are going to declare their love for Jesus and their commitment for Jesus. You might remember that we were saying that we had eight. We did have eight. There were three that had to pull out for unforeseen circumstances, and hopefully they'll be able to catch us later this year when we do another baptism. But we have five here this morning. We have Betty, we have Jade, we have Jordan, we have Jeremy, and we have Sonia. And here's the process that we go through at Sturgeon Alliance, and I love it. Here's the process of baptism. The candidate's going to come into the tank, and I'm going to go over there in a second, and Betty, where's Betty? Betty's going to be the first one. She's going to come with me, and she's going to read something, and the candidate's going to read something, to their testimony, be brief, and then we're going to open the mic up for you as a congregation. If anyone wants to say a word of encouragement, maybe you have a word of scripture, you've been a part of their life, and you just want to say, I'm proud of you, and it's a powerful thing to hear those words while they're standing in the tank of you speaking into their life, and we'll keep it to about three or four, and we have Darren going around here. Darren's around here, right? Yeah. Where'd Darren go? There he is. Darren's going to be around here, and he's going to be having a mic, and we'll have up to three or four people. And the last person that is going to share is a person that the candidate has chosen, probably someone that has been very significant in their spiritual journey, and they're going to maybe say a word of encouragement and then pray for the candidate. Then we're going to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and then they're going to come up out of the water. And everybody screams, yeah, no way, I can't believe you did that. Glory to God! And we're going to, since we got so many people here, they're going to hear down at the Shell station. Let's try it one more time. Ready? One, two, three.
Glory to God!
All right, so, where's Betty? Betty, come on up. Betty loves Jesus, and she has been on an amazing journey with us for the past, I'd say almost a year now. Yeah, and last baptism, she met me at the door, and she said, I'm next. So I'm going to switch mics, and I'm going to go around over here, all right? Warm, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank Harry for that.
Thank you.
All right, Betty, you have something you want to read for us? She said she was a little nervous because she wanted me to read it, but I said, you know what, they're pretty kind people. They don't throw stuff at me, and I speak to them every single week. So they're there for you. They're rooting for you. So if you try, if you can't get it through, I'll read it for you. All right?
Okay.
All right.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Mm. Hi, my name is Betty Neary. I started attending Sturgeon Alliance Church last summer. I have lived through some pretty rough times in my life and have often asked God, why me? I come to realize that God has put me on earth for a reason, and only now understand that he has been with me through all my trials, sorrows, and heartbreaks. Through all of this, God has given me a family, grandchildren, siblings, and numerous friends. Numerous friends that I can rely on for support, strength, and love,
But I still felt there was something missing in my life. There was a hole in my heart that needed to be filled that no one could fill by talking to friends or pastor or anyone else. I realized that I was only going to be filled with God. With the love of God and him walking beside me, I believe I am strong and can handle anything more that life throws at me. I pray throughout the day for God to help and I pray for others around me in this world. Today, I want to be baptized to show everyone that I want to follow Jesus. I want to be close to him and have Jesus in my heart. Thank you for coming and supporting me. And Pastor Brent, please don't hold me under the water too long. Fair enough. And then you have one more verse at the end here. It says, I know the plans I have for you, announces the Lord. I want you to enjoy success. I do not plan to harm you, but to give you hope for years to come. Jeremiah 29:11. There you go. And Betty, I have to say this before we open up the mic here. We did a service back in January called One Word. You might remember it. Those are called Sturgeon Alliance Home. I got people here to select one passage of scripture, one verse that's going to be their foundation for the full year. And you can see all those verses in the foyer on that big one-word display, and they wrote them on a rock. A week before that service, I had given people a heads up saying, choose a verse. And Betty comes to me the week before, and she says, I think I have my one word. I don't know if it's the right word, Pastor, but you can let me know if it's the right word. And it's the very first verse that you read there. She says, it's John 3:16. Is that a good one? And I said, that's a perfect one, Betty. And here's what she said. I'll never forget it. Listen to this. She said, I want to believe more. That's where I'm at in life. I just want to believe more about Jesus. And that's right, right?
That's right. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. All right. Anyone like to say a word? One here and then one back there, Darren. Cecile is a good friend.
Okay. I honestly don't remember where or when I met Betty. I think it might be safe to say it was selling raffle tickets, Girl Guide cookies, calendars. She can sell anything to anybody. However, we became friends, chatted while I was doing laundry and she was working on a puzzle or doing some artwork. One day last fall, after she had attended a dinner on us, she came to me and started asking questions about our church, and in particular about God. Talk about being all ears and listening. She was like a sponge and sucked up anything I could tell her. I was uncertain of a couple of things, so we invited Monique to join us one night, and that night she invited God into her heart. The very next day, she arrived at my door and said, okay, now I want to know about baptism. We read and talked, and she talked to Pastor Brent, and honestly, I believe anyone else she thought she might get some information from. And here we are today. Anyone that knows our Betty cannot help but see the growth, not only spiritually, but in self-esteem, self-worth, and confidence. She attends church every Sunday. She talks to everybody, organizes those that are attending dinner on us, and has even stepped up and handed out bulletins. My heart is filled to overflowing with the love and joy for you. If my heart is that, can you imagine how thrilled God is today? The angels are singing, and those that can are doing the dance of joy. I'll close this by reading my favorite Bible verse, which is my most solemn prayer to you. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I love you. I am very proud to call you my friend and my sister in Christ.
Hi, Betty. I have to write things down. With my memory, anyway, I've seen such growth in you. I haven't known you for that long, but I've just seen you grow tremendously, and I'm so proud of you. This faith, or the step of faith, is just the beginning of your walk with the Lord that will last forever. So live simply, love generously, speak truthfully, pray daily, and leave everything else to God. In Psalm 139, it states that you are a child of God. You are wonderfully made, you are dearly loved and precious in his sight. Congratulations on taking this next step of obedience. I love you.
Hope they can read lips. I am saying that.
Hi, Betty. I'm Harv Jand, and you don't know me, and I know you by name because I have a card. And I've been praying for you.
No way.
Regularly. And what a wonderful confirmation. And I just pray that the Lord bless you out of this, because this is just a true testament of how we can connect and how we can pray for each other. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Hi, Betty. Oh, you're so precious and sweet, Betty. I love you, and I met you when my mama moved into your apartment complex, and you have a heart for Jesus, and you have a servant's heart, and God's been stirring in you a long time. He's been waiting, and I am so blessed to be able to witness this with you and the others. And I know you've had a lot of trials in your life, and I know you've laid your ashes at the cross, and God has exchanged those ashes for beauty. And this is the verse that came to mind for you from Isaiah 61:3. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Congratulations, Betty. And I'm proud to call you my sister in Christ.
Darren, we just have probably two more. Arda, I think, wanted to say something, and then Manik.
Hi, Betty. Betty, you were one of the first people that I met when we moved to Givens, and every time I saw you, you would encourage me and tell me what I needed to know about Givens and where to go and see who for things that we needed. And so today I'd like to encourage you. Hebrews 10, verse 23 tells us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, because he who promises is faithful. And I just want to tell you, God is always faithful. Life doesn't always make sense, but God is always faithful. So hang on to that.
Hi, Betty. I'm so glad that you have come into our lives. As we discussed the other day, God has placed you here at this time for a reason. Thank you for trusting me to talk to you with Jesus and the questions that you have. I am honored to be used by God in this way. Betty, you are an amazing woman. I know you had a pretty rough start at life, and like all of us, have then experienced many ups and downs. And yet, despite what you've been thrown, whenever I see you, you always have a smile on your face. and a great hug to share with others. The joy in you since you've accepted Christ radiates from you. I'm going to do this without crying. Never stop asking questions, Betty. Never be embarrassed that you don't know an answer yet. If you're still asking questions, you're still learning. And I hope and pray that you continue to grow and learn about Jesus until the day he takes you home. I prayed for a verse to share with you today, and I was thinking about your perseverance. And I was led to Romans 5 for you. And it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And I was also thinking about the joy the Holy Spirit has given you as well. And I didn't plan on where God led me with this, but it's so perfect for you, Betty. Since you said yes to Christ that day sitting on Cecile's couch with me, the Holy Spirit has been working mightily within you. And the verse he led me to speaks about what you are allowing the Holy Spirit to do in you. And in Galatians 5, it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I see the fruits of the Spirit in you, Betty. And I see the Holy Spirit working you as well. It brings me great joy to see how you are letting God transform you. And let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for this day of celebration. I thank you for Betty and her heart for you. I thank you that she is hungry to learn more and more about you each day. Thank you for the joy you have placed in her heart. Thank you for who you have made her to be, your masterpiece, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would remind Betty each day that you do not make mistakes. I pray that she would know deep in her soul what it means to be a child of God, that she would live each day in the confidence of whose she is. I pray, Lord, that Betty would continue to allow you to transform her each day more and more into the image of Christ. Protect Betty, Lord, and each one getting baptized or dedicated to you today. I pray against the enemy having any influence over them in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, guide them and keep them. 2 Corinthians says, dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. I pray the scripture over you today, Betty. You are a wonderful woman made in God's image. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, Betty, I have a few questions for you. Yeah, you can set those there. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord?
Yes.
Do you renounce the devil and his works?
Yes.
Is it your desire to die to yourself and live in the new life in Christ?
Yes.
Upon the profession of your faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good morning again, everyone.
Morning.
This is my friend Jeremy. Can everyone say hi, Jeremy?
Hi, Jeremy.
So Jeremy, I'm excited to share a little bit about Jeremy. He's a little bit nervous, and that's okay. That's good. It has been just incredible seeing God work in Jeremy's life. just over this last year that I've known him. I think about just a couple months ago, well, actually, throughout this past school year, Jeremy has had to miss a lot of days of school just due to sickness, health complications, and that's been pretty tough, hey? And one of those days a couple months ago, there was like a lump in your throat, a new lump that had kind of developed, and had to go to the children's hospital, and so I went and visited Jeremy at his place when he got back from the hospital, and what was just powerful is that you could not tell that this guy was sick, that this guy was struggling. There was just such an incredible joy in him. And that is absolutely of God working in your life, the Holy Spirit working in your life. I know that you've just continued to pray for that healing and peace in those times of sickness and pain. And God has brought that. You can see just the joy that you bring, Jeremy. And it's such a cool thing. So thank you, Jeremy, for being a testimony to myself even. And so with that, I want to just open up the mic to anyone who'd like to share. You can throw your hand up and Darren will run over to you.
Jeremy, sorry. It's been a while now that I've been part of your life and going through all the pain that we've been through with you has been, it's been a very tough go for a while. I'm just very proud to see you there today and see what God is doing in your life. And I thank you every day as I pray for you every day. And I'm excited to see what God is in the future for you.
I couldn't ask for a better neighbor. You are always a ray of sunshine, even when you're in pain. You are. You always make me laugh and shake my head. Oh, Jeremy. You have a great outlook on life. You're very inspiring, and you're always willing to help. And I'm truly blessed to have you as my neighbor.
Darren, you're good. One here, and then.
Good morning, Jeremy. I'm visiting here, and I don't know you personally, but you remind me of a grandson of mine who's now 16, but he's been suffering with so many different illnesses since he was just a little child. And just watching you here today, it just reminds me of the courage that he's had as I see and listen to your courage, and how the Lord has helped him through all those years. And he's such a strong young man in the Lord. And I see that gift coming upon you, just a gift of great courage, trusting in the Lord. It shines on you, even though I don't know you. You've really relied on the Lord Jesus. So I just really congratulate you today, Jeremy.
Whenever Jeremy comes back to school, he's like real happy, and he talks about God a lot, and he teaches me a lot about God.
I think we just have one more in the back corner there, and then we'll have the closing.
Hi, Jeremy. I met you and your family at the Family Project. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a joy to meet you guys and to talk about the Lord, and I'm so happy to see you here professing your love, declaring your love for the Lord. And I just want to give you a word of encouragement to keep your eyes on the Lord. He'll never forsake you. And if you just keep, as you're growing older, there's going to be other obstacles coming in your way through your life. But if you just keep your eyes on the Lord, and he'll be there, and he will not let you go. My favorite poem is Footprints, because he carries you, and he will carry you through all the bad times, and he'll be with you there through the good times. So congratulations, Jeremy.
And who was closing for Jeremy? Oh, Dad again. Sorry.
Just say a prayer for you here, Jer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here to witness this. We thank you that you've put Jeremy in our lives, Lord, and that you've taken care of him as long as you have. And we look forward to the excitement of living with Jeremy and seeing what you have in store for him this year, Lord, and in the years to come. We thank you that he's been able to take this step with you, Lord, and that he is striving to learn more about you every day. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here to witness this, and we ask you to be with Jeremy and keep him safe, Lord. In your name, amen.
Well, Jeremy, I just have a couple questions for you then. So, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you renounce the devil and all of his works?
Yes.
Is it your desire to put Jesus first in everything?
Yes.
That's awesome. So with that, Jeremy, I'm excited, and it's my joy to baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, I'm going to ask Sonia to come up now. There she is. All right, can everyone say hi, Sonia? So, Sonia, you have some testimony to share. Why don't you tell me about how you have come to know Jesus?
So, I was raised in a Christian home and grew up knowing the love of God, and my understanding of God grew. In youth group, I got more serious with my faith, and I have chosen to be baptized to show my commitment to God.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to be here this morning with you, Sonia. And before we open the mic up, it has just been such a joy for me seeing you come to youth just every Friday night almost, and you're there, and you just bring such an energy and such a joy to the room. And yeah, it's so incredible, and you can just see God's presence just working through that. So that's awesome, Sonia. So thank you for that. So I'm going to open up the mic now, and Darren will run over to you if you want to throw your hand up.
Hi, Sonia. Okay. Sorry. I'm so happy to watch you take this step in faith, and I just want to tell you, if you ever feel embarrassed, just remember that my baptism was probably way more embarrassing than yours. You got into the water at least, so you know. Is it cold? Well, mine was, so I cried. Anyways. So I'm just so proud of you, and I can't wait to,
Hi, Sonia. You are such a beautiful girl inside and out, and it's been so amazing to get to know you over the past couple of years. As you all know, or most of you, a lot of you know, we prayed before we came here, and we really wanted good Christian friends for our kids. And It's awesome to see. I know why Leah's crying. It's so cool to see such awesome friends. And I just really want to encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus and just keep going. It's so neat. I don't know if everyone realizes, but Jeremy and Sonia and Leah are all in the same class. And so for them to be getting baptized together is kind of cool. So anyway, congratulations.
This is my daughter, and I'm so, so proud of you. I wrote a speech, and I don't think I could even read it. I love you. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Sonia, may you always shine. Because of your Christian faith, you know life does not automatically become perfect. It is how you react to disappointments and to heartaches. Always trust in him. He is forever in control, and he always hears you. Proverbs 3:6, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path which to take. Continue to stick to what you know is right. Stand by your beliefs and faith. Luke 10:27. He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. We are so very thankful and blessed that God gave us you. We are incredibly proud, and we love you.
Sonia, I'm going to get Linda to hold this because I'm going to read this thing. Linda and I are so proud of you. We prayed for you, your brothers, your family, your parents, and everybody. I'm so thankful that you're making this decision. I am so nervous too. Sorry, there's too many people here for me. That to die in the ways of your life and to live and follow the Lord. And that just shows everybody here that Jesus is Lord. I've kind of paraphrased a bunch of verses for you because I can't read them all because there's like pages. But you've pissed Satan off today, so he's gonna come at you. And I want you to read these verses and basically, I am God's child. I am God's friend. I have been justified. I'm a member of Christ's body. I have been bought with a price. I belong to God. I am a saint. I have been adopted as God's child. He told me not to cry. I have been redeemed. I am complete in Christ. Sorry, there's another page here. I am free of the condemnation of sin that I've confessed. I am assured that all things work together for the good. I cannot be separated from the love of God. I'm not going to read them all, but I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I am significant in Christ. I am the salt and the light of the earth. I have been appointed to bear fruit. I am God's temple. I am God's co-worker. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's more. I'm going to give you a list of these. I encourage you to read them because Satan's going to come at you and your family. And I'm going to pray for you now. Father God, thank you that Sonia is growing in you and following you and doing your will. And I pray that you keep Satan bound. And I pray for her family, that they too will grow in you. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen.
Awesome. Sonia, with that, I have a couple questions for you. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you renounce the devil and all of his works? And is it your desire to live death to self and put Jesus first in everything? That's awesome. So, it is with my great pleasure and joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, and I'm going to call Jade up now. Can everyone say, hi, Jade?
Hi, Jade.
So, Jade, can you tell us a little bit about how you've come to know Jesus and how he's been working in your life?
For those of you who don't know me, he just said, I'm Jade Taranchuk. I've grown up in church, knowing the Lord, and knowing he is always there for me. I've been unbelievably blessed to have the parents I do. They have always encouraged me in my relationship with God and supported me in everything I do. When I was about 8, I remember laying in bed one night and accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. As I got older, my relationship with God remained the same, and I never really had any major growth in it. On March 7th, 2018, one of my best friends was killed in a bus accident. My whole world was turned upside down, and I didn't know how to deal with something like that. A month later, my grandpa passed away. My grandpa and I had a very strong relationship, and he meant the world to me. Needless to say, my world had been completely shaken. Through all of this, my parents and my family were unbelievably supportive and did everything possible to help me through this. I spent most days alone in my room because even with the help of my family, I didn't know how to handle the situation. I knew I needed someone stronger than myself to get through this, so I turned to the Lord. I needed his strength and his healing power. Over the next few months, I hit some major milestones in my life, such as getting crowned Miss Alberta High School Rodeo Queen, turning 16, and other successes in rodeo. In order to get through these milestones, I needed to lean on God more than I ever had in my entire life. I no longer had my best friend or my grandpa to share these moments with. I find it funny how God uses the lowest times in your life to grow the most. Since the passing of Maisie and my grandpa, my relationship with God has grown so much. I've needed him more now than ever before. I've been praying more, reading my Bible more often, and dedicating my life to him in new ways. For the first time in my life, I felt the power of God work within me. Through all of this, I've learned to appreciate my family and everyone else around me on a new level. I decided to take the next step in my relationship with God and get baptized because if there is anything this past year has taught me, is that I cannot get through this life without God and his strength to persevere over it all. My verse I chose was James 4:10. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you.
Thanks for sharing that, Jade. And yeah, when we met to talk about baptism, you shared that testimony with me as well. And what you didn't share here, which was just so powerful for me, is that how you were a light to your friends too in that time. You were able to just glorify Christ in the midst of all that pain, and that is just such a powerful thing. So I'm going to open up the mic now, and you can throw your hand up, and Darren will run over to you.
Oh, Jade. Okay, so I've thought a lot about you being baptized lately, and I've told you that because the night you told me that you were going to get baptized, I was like, so excited with you. You just came straight and you're like, I'm going to get baptized. Like, we're like, how are you? And in the middle of conversations, and you're just like, I can't wait, I can't wait. And I'm like, when is it? And you're like, oh, it's like 2 or 3 months away, and I can't wait. I was like, oh no. But the day finally came, and I'm so excited for you, Jade. You have so many giftings, and I'm glad that God brought you back to our church. And every time I just have a conversation with you and have a hug from you, I'm just enlightened, and I just want to encourage you. So I'll keep praying for you, and I didn't know what to say, but I'm just so excited, and I'm shaking, and I'm just, congratulations, Jade.
Got too many.
Oh, there. Hi, Jade. This is my sister, for those of you who don't know. I got to watch my other brother and sister here get baptized not too long ago, so it's awesome to see you up there, Jade. Me and Casey are very proud of you, same with the boys. Yeah, congratulations.
That was quick.
Jade, it's so cool to see you up there, and just like Angie said, I'm really excited for you, and just that you've grown from this little munchkin that was just the cutest big blue eyes running around and just saying hi to everybody and so radiant, and yet you still are that way. You're radiant, you are beautiful inside and out, and I just say how happy I am that you're just growing in Christ and that you are realizing that God is with you in those tough times and that you can share his hope with others, and just way to go.
Well, hon, you are the middle child of our five and the last one out of our five to get baptized in this church in that very tank. And it's exciting to have all of you guys here together to watch this. It's pretty much as good as it gets for parents. And last night I was reading just quick what Dad had written for you, and he talked about having remembered the exact moment that you were born, and I actually don't remember that. I was in a lot of pain, sorry. And I think I might have been hyperventilating also, so I apologize for that. But what I do remember is when the doctor lifted you up and said, congratulations, it's a girl. And my heart just about exploded. You're the first of our girls, and I was just overwhelmed with gratitude and joy, because for the first time in my life, I was being given the opportunity to experience the mother and daughter relationship the way it was supposed to be. And I'm so grateful for you, hon. And I remember Grandpa holding you when you were little, and we were looking at you and we were trying to figure out, you know, how God had put you together and how you were wired, and you were so laid back and you were so quiet. And I remember saying to Dad, man, I think this one might be like Dan. Boy, were we wrong. But yeah, you kind of deked us all out there. But and you know, hon, God has given you a huge platform at such a young age. Very early in life to shine who he is through. And you've done so with such great integrity, standing strong, never wavering from your faith. And you have been just an outstanding example to the care of the character of Christ to all those around you in the rodeo world. So hats off, cowgirl. Well done. And I see you standing there in Grandpa's old Arctic Cat t-shirt, and hun, do know that he would just be so terribly, terribly proud of you, sweetheart. And it's been such a joy to watch you grow up, and I'm so excited to see where God leads you. And you are chosen, You are called out, and you are gifted to serve him, hon. We love you so much. And Dad's just going to pray some scripture over you now.
Jade, I'm so happy that God chose me to be your father. I remember as if it was yesterday, crying the second I saw you when you were born. You were and are the perfect gift from heaven. With your determination and perseverance, you have accomplished so much in such a short period of time. Not only are you excelling in high school, but you work part-time, are a competitive barrel racer, spent countless hours training our young horses, and again, are you currently the Alberta High School Rodeo Queen. You're an example to many, including myself, that when you trust and listen to God, put your mind to it, anything is possible. I'd like to read 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 24 as a prayer over you. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Jade, with that, I just have a few questions for you. So, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Do you renounce the devil and all of his works? And is it your desire to live in death to self and put Christ first in everything? Well, then it is my joy and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, we got last but certainly not least, Jordan coming up, and everyone can say hi, Jordan. It's cold, it's a little bit, it's okay. I'm just going to share kind of brief testimony for Jordan as well. This guy just has such a heart to serve, and it's just so awesome, and I feel like I disappoint him every week at youth. So... For those of you who don't know, we do our youth group on Friday nights, and we do it downstairs in the youth room for the most part. And sometimes we'll come up here and need some help with the soundboard, and Jordan loves serving at the soundboard between both Sunday mornings and Friday nights. And just about every single Friday night, Jordan comes, and he asks, "So are we going upstairs?" No, we're not. And I disappoint him, but his heart to serve is there, and when it's there, when the time comes available, he jumps on the opportunity. It's just so, so awesome to see, and I'm just so excited to baptize you today, Jordan. So with that, I'm going to open up the mic. You can throw your hand up, and well, that was a quick hand, and Darren's going to sprint over there.
Just give me 1 second. I use my technological Bible this morning. First, I want to say, Ladine, are you not like totally amazed when some of our Kids for Christ kids get up there to be baptized? It is such an amazing thing to see. For those of you who don't know, Ladine and I used to run this program called Kids for Christ, and it was a program that we did performances and. The kids didn't have to speak or anything, and so we kind of had this motto that preach Christ often, if necessary, use words. And Jordan, you exemplify that in more ways than I can ever imagine. And the Bible verse that we had, which is that we kind of took on and adopted, was, "You have taught children and infants to tell of your strengths, silencing your enemies and all that oppose you." Which always amazes me because it's kids that God uses to silence the enemy, not adults. And I love kids, and that one always gets me. And then maybe the one thing else that you don't know about Jordan is you all know, well, most of you probably know that I had breast cancer and what I went through to do that, but maybe what you don't know is the last 2 years Jordan has put my name down when he did the Terry Fox run, and that touched my heart so much. So what I want to say, Jordan, is you have an amazing, humble, compassionate heart. I'm so happy to see you up there. I can't wait to see how you're going to silence Satan and just live and give all the glory to God.
Richard would be so proud of you.
Public speaking, my favorite. I'm just excited to see you up there, and just being able to see you grow through youth group and just your heart to change and help out is amazing. And I just had a Bible verse. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be there with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. So God is always with you, and stick to him because he's sticking to you. Congratulations.
I was on the other side of the room.
Well, Jordan, I first met you at the door, greeting you, your family, and to remember you all, Jeremy, Jordan, Sam, Zach, Mike, Sarah, I play a little song in my head, and I remember you by the River of Jordan, but the Boney M song, The River of Babylon, and that was from Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, we wept when we thought of Zion, and so that's how I'd remembered your name, but I'd always confuse you, Jordan. I remembered you by the country Jordan, the river Jordan. Jeremy, I'd had to remember Germany. So I always get Germany and Jeremy. I finally got it straight now. So I'm glad to see you up there and see how you have grown, how your family has grown. And it's just wonderful. So I pray that you will be blessed and encouraged and strengthened by this congregation and your family. So congratulations.
This is hard. I'm here today to represent Jordan and Jeremy's grandma, who we lost this year, but she would be so proud to have been able to be here and witness this ceremony. Although I'm not genetically your grandfather or Jeremy's grandfather, I have always been treated like a grandfather, and you are certainly grandsons of mine. I know that Grandma Eileen is looking down on this ceremony, and she will send her blessings down to the two of you, and I am so happy to be able to represent her today. God bless you both.
Thank you for becoming a part of our family too, next door. You're always there when I need somebody, and you're always there for my boys too. You're a wonderful young man and a true inspiration. I know you're going to be an outstanding father one day, grandfather, uncle. You have such big hope in you and strength, too. We love you. I love you.
Jordan, we could talk about some stories about you. As most people don't know, Jordan is our daredevil. And he'll do anything or try anything, whether he hurts himself or not. We've spent a few times at the hospital with Jordan, not because of disease or anything, but because of maybe a little misguided trust. Jordan, you've impressed me in the last few years, how much you've put yourself out there to help, working, volunteering, doing the sound booth. He's been out there with us as we've volunteered with the roofing project, and it's never been a day where we needed something done that Jordan wouldn't be willing to help with. I'm very proud to be able to stand up here as your dad, and it makes me excited to see you struggle with some of your fears, but yet you still look towards God as the strength that he is in your life. I thank your mom every day for being part of our lives, and now that we're together, we can grow together and continue on in life. I'd like to pray for you now if I can. Dear Lord, we thank you for Jordan so much, Father. We thank you for his giving heart and his serving attitude, Lord. He is an inspiration to myself and to a lot of the people around him, Lord. We ask you to be with him and help him to grow with you, Lord, and help him to learn and strive for you, Lord, that he shows people around him what it's like to be a true Christian, Father. We ask you to keep him safe, Lord, and to help him continue his journey with you. In your name, amen. Amen.
So Jordan, with that, I got a couple questions for you. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you renounce the devil and all of his works?
Yeah.
And is it your desire to live to death to self and to put Christ first and center in everything?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, with that, it is my joy and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Some of you are going to be next. I know the Holy Spirit's working in your heart, and we'll be having a baptism here probably in the next few months, and maybe it's your turn to take that step in your faith. Well, not only are we going to see commitment to Jesus in individual lives, we're actually going to see that in some families here this morning. We have two families who want to dedicate their baby this morning. We had a few more families that wanted to do this, but they just couldn't make it work with family that they wanted to be here and such. So we'll pick them up another time later this year. But I just want to explain what a baby dedication is. A baby dedication is an opportunity for us to remember that children are a gift from the Lord, first off, and that we have a responsibility to raise them to follow him. And really what these parents are doing is that they're publicly affirming as a family that they're going to place Jesus at the center of their lives. They did it when they were married. The two became one, and they placed Christ at the center of their family then. And then now they've multiplied, and they want to say that again publicly. We want to continue to place Jesus at the center of our family and talk about him and pray to him and be consumed with Jesus. That's what it's about. And so these parents are making a public dedication and commitment to do everything within their power to raise their child in a godly way until they can make the decision on their own to follow him. And that's what a baby dedication is. And it's also a chance as a congregation to come around them, to support them on this journey. And so we have two babies that have been very good and quiet this whole time. Man, this is just an act of God right here. Like, we have little Gemma Carmen Chavot, who has brought her parents, Andre and Candace, and then we have little Eli James Zaslick has brought his parents, Eric and Sarah. I'm going to ask you guys to come, and you can stand right here, and Eric and Sarah come, and you can stand right here. We're just going to read some scripture here this morning. And yeah, you just, yeah, come on up. Yeah, come on up here. That'd be good. This is from up here. Now, a baby dedication is really just following the example of Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents, who went and took Jesus to the temple and dedicated him there. But with also some scripture I just want to read, and it'll be on the screen. Let's just read this. In Psalm 127, verse 3 says this, "Children are a gift from the Lord." In Deuteronomy 6, he instructs Israel. It says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them onto your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." And then Jesus, let's read about Jesus in Mark chapter 10. It says, "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the little children in his arms, and he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them." So, we have little Gemma and little Eli. He's getting a little fussy, isn't he? Yeah, we'll hurry it up here. Andre and Candace, Eric and Sarah, you've brought your children here to be blessed. And so I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you agree, I want you to respond by saying, "We do." Okay? Do you recognize your dependence upon God for wisdom, for the wisdom and the help and the blessing you will need to raise your child? All right. Do you commit yourselves to instruct your child in the teachings of Jesus Christ, to read the Word of God regularly, to pray both with and for your child? Do you intend to raise your child in the church family with the prayer that in due time your child may receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord? All right. I'm going to ask the elders and their wives to come, and we're going to lay hands on them, and my wife as well, and we're going to pray for them. But this is also an opportunity for us as a congregation to come around them and support them. They're relying on us. It means that we need to support our children's programs here at the church where appropriate and be champions of the children's ministry here. It means welcoming our children and treating them as valued members of our church family and being patient with them as they grow. And above all, praying for our children. So, if you as a congregation agree to come around these two families and their journey to raise up this child in the training and instruction of the Lord, will you just please stand with us as I pray for them? And our elders are going to lay hands on them and we'll pray together. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for children. We thank you that they are a gift from you. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us with children. And we learn in Psalm 139 that you tell us that you knit us together in our mother's womb. And you formed us, Lord, and we thank you for that. And thank you, Lord, that you are the creator of life. Thank you for the blessings of these children. Thank you for Gemma and thank you for Eli. And Lord, I pray for the parents right now. I know sometimes that we can feel totally inadequate because of the task at hand, and I just pray for Eric and Sarah, for Andre and for Candace. I thank you for their desire this morning to publicly place Jesus at the center of their family and for their desire to offer this child back to you. And I want to pray this one prayer for them, Father, that we pray as a church, wisdom, power, and fullness, that you'd give them all the wisdom that they need to face the struggles ahead. You'd give them all the power that they need to face the struggles ahead, and that you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit, and that they would know your presence in a very real way as parents. And I pray your hand of blessing upon both little Gemma and little Eli. I pray, Lord, that they would grow up to be men and women of God. I pray that you would enable them to come to you. You protect them from attacks of the evil one, for he would seek to destroy them. Do not let them. I pray that you would bind the evil one in Jesus' name from these little souls. Lord, as a congregation, I pray for us that you would show us, continue to show us how we can support them in the faith. And I pray that you, Jesus, would remain the center of these families, and I pray that you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit. And I pray for your blessing and your favor upon them. We pray this in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. And everybody agreed and said, amen. All right. Thanks, guys. That's the worship team. We're going to sing one more song of celebration, and then I'll be back to pray. And I know you all are very, very hungry.
Sing one more song. You would all rise with me.
Rises, we wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the God, the everlasting God, you do not faint, you won't grow weary, you're the defender of the weak, you comfort those in need, and you lift us up on wings like eagles.